This is Cody Oakland with PureWaterRestoration.com, and I have a very special guest today. In fact, this is Peter, and Peter is the inventor of an amazing frequency-based technology. And our topic for today is water remediation and what this device can do to improve the quality of water. So I'm going to yield the floor to you, Peter, and I'm just going to let you run with this because you know more than anybody about this.
Okay. Well, the
welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. the water tube can be used for the same thing of sewage treatment, although you get a better use of it by putting it into ponds and lakes, and even hydroponic greenhouses, because we have them in a hydroponic greenhouse now, and it's giving us a 10 to 15% yield increase, but it's eliminating a lot of the root problems of Pythium root rot and these kinds of things, because the oxygen and the aerobic bacteria working around those roots keep the plant healthier. And of course, there is the medium that it's in is healthier. The water unit puts in hydrogen, which again hydrates the plant more effectively. So you have the oxygen and hydrogen in there in partnership, supporting the plant. And in the ponds, it's the same thing. All you need is a small submersible pump to circulate the water through, and it will put the oxygen and hydrogen into that pond and clean it up.
So let's go from the beginning. We have a pond. We don't know what to do with.
Right.
Currently, we're throwing chemicals in it. We're maybe just skimming it. We're doing all these physical things to it. It has low oxygen. It has high anaerobic bacterial count.
Mm-hmm.
It's fish are suffering, probably having a lot of die-off, because without oxygen, nothing lives, right? Unless you're an anaerobe.
Particularly if you have algae,
it really chokes it off, doesn't it?
Chokes everything off, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it would definitely enhance the appearance.
I have a pond, and mm-hmm. and I say I need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I put the water tube in the water, hook it up to a off-the-shelf submersible pump, and I start sending the water through.
That's right.
Just kind of an encapsulated form. What starts to happen, and what would be the end result of the condition of the pond?
Well, there are these bacteria that are anaerobic or aerobic, and they, you know, in the soil, they would flip backwards and forwards in the cold weather. So once you start putting oxygen into that pond, immediately, though, you're starting to feed those aerobic bacteria, and they start multiplying. And curiously enough, when we were doing the sewage treatment ponds, we were following the oxygen levels, and they would be running at saturation point, 10 parts per million. And then about 4 days before the full moon, it would plunge. And what we found out was happening was the full moon had an effect on these bacteria, and they went into a feeding frenzy, and they were consuming the oxygen to support their aerobic activity and breaking down the waste in the bottom of the pond, all the sludge and mud in the bottom. So
that's fascinating. So the effect full moon fired up the aerobic bacteria.
Yeah. Yeah,
to consume all the anaerobic junk.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And, you know, it took, because I was born on a farm in England and my father farmed entirely by the phases of the moon, it became, you know, even the fish, the fish go into a feeding frenzy on a full moon. That's why fishermen want to fish on a full moon, because the fish are looking for food. So
yep, one of the celestial cycles, I guess that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah. So it just, one of the things we learned when we started cleaning these bodies of water, and but in the end we had a lake. It was called Loch Garry, and it was a big lake, and they had the biggest fish catch when they had their fish competition that ever had, the year after we had the water unit in circulating the water in that lake. And that's a reason, because they had had a massive fish die-off the year before because of, well, this was the ice that was a problem in Canada, but it could be the same thing. There just wasn't the oxygen in the water. They just died of lack of oxygen. So it's a simple way, cost-effective way, and you can even if you really wanted to make it look different, you could have a little fountain in that pond and just have it as a fountain and getting an aesthetic appreciation of it.
I like it. So turn an advanced technology into a nice fountain.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. Let me see if I can explain this. I'm gonna feed this back to you, and you tell me if I get it right.
Okay.
You have an algae-filled pond in this example.
Mm-hmm.
You have a low oxygen content, which chokes off anything aerobic.
Yeah, yeah.
So you also have a decrease in probably size of fish because they don't have the ample oxygen for growth and aerobic metabolism. You have a phosphorus issue or a nitrogen issue in that water as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would. Yeah.
So we put the tube in the water, we turn on the pump, we start getting an increase beyond saturation point of dissolved oxygen. We
That's
start
right.
to see healthier fish, more fish, bigger fish. We also see a disappearance of the algae because aerobic microbes go in and start to consume it all, sink it to the bottom, and eat it up.
That's right, yeah. Yep.
Did I kind of encapsulate that pretty well?
Yeah, you did, yeah. Yeah.
Do I get A?
The way it works, yeah.
All right, well, that I think is a great overview of what this technology can do for ponds, sewage treatment plants, just about anything where you have a proliferation of anaerobic activity, which, Peter, as you said earlier, can lead to E. coli, streptococcus, some other nasty little anaerobic bacteria in there that
can
cause a lot of harm to anything that consumes it or really comes in contact with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can usually reel them all off as staphylococcus, streptococcus, and different. There are very many different varieties of them that are, you know, we have them in the dairy farms where they cause mastitis in the cows, which is, again, a health problem for the animals. So the better we can control, get more oxygen into the environment, even ourselves.
So the healthier you can make the water, the healthier any organism will be that consumes the water.
Yeah, even homes that have septic tanks, flushing high oxygen water down into the septic tank, it doesn't need to be emptied as frequently, and you don't have the smell coming off the stack at the top or anything.
We have many different uses for this technology.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely explore more of those in future shows.
Okay.
But for today, Peter, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to explain this to everybody.
Okay.
I don't want to say simple because it's really big science that goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
But the application is so simple.
That's right.
Put it in, turn it on, sit back and watch the magic.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Peter, I want to thank you for joining us today. If you have any more questions, please contact us at purewaterrestoration.com, and we will get to all the information you need to change the environment of your water and everything else it comes into contact with. Thanks again, Peter.
Thank you. Yep.
All right, my man. You're off the hook now. Enjoy the rest.